Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried is planning to greenlight extradition to the USA and face criminal charges related to the cryptocurrency exchange's collapse. Mr. Bankman-Fried has been in custody in an undesirable jail in the Bahamas since he was arrested last Monday. The January 6th committee is touting they have a lot of undisclosed information to release before being disbanded.
The panel chairman has said it will vote on criminal referrals to the Justice Department and possibly share information with state bar associations about lawyers linked to former President Trump. But there's more. California Democrat Zoe Lofgren tells CNN the committee discovered a lot more information than it shared in its hearings over the past few months.
We will be releasing additional evidence through our footnotes to what we are talking about in the report.
Lofgren did not name names when it comes to referrals, but as for that still unseen evidence,
there's some pretty bad things we discovered.
I'm Richard Johnson.
Epic Games, the creator of Fortnite, has agreed to pay just over $500 million to resolve a Federal Trade Commission allegation that the video game developer Epic violated online privacy protections for children and tricked players into making unintended purchases. The settlement provides for up to $26.5 million in cash and other benefits to U.S.-based Fortnite players with Epic Games, and automatically adding 1,000 V-Bucks to each account that was used to acquire a random item, Loot Llama Loot Box. Thai Navy ships and helicopters were searching on Monday for more than two dozen sailors still missing more than 12 hours after a warship sank in rough seas overnight in the Gulf of Thailand. Weather forecasters are warning of holiday travel disruptions in the lower 48 states as temperatures will drop during the next 7 days. This is USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Several people were injured on a flight to Hawaii on Sunday.
The flight hit severe turbulence about 30 minutes before landing, with some passengers sent flying from their seats on Sunday. 11 people were seriously injured. The airline said 13 passengers and 3 crew members were transported to a hospital after landing safely in Honolulu. Forecasters say thunderstorms were in the path of the flight. The plane was carrying 278 passengers and 10 crew members. I'm Jerry Barmash.
5 people were killed when a gunman charged into a condo board meeting in Toronto, Canada on Sunday and opened fire. Chief James McSweeney of York Regional Police reported the gunman was shot and killed by police at a condo in Vaughan, Ontario after going on the rampage. Google announced that its client-side encryption for Gmail is in beta for workspace and education customers as part of an effort to secure email sent through the web. The development comes at a time when concerns about online privacy and data security are at an all-time high. North Korea state media reported North Korea conducted an important final phase test in the development of a military reconnaissance satellite, which the country plans to complete by April of 2023. North Korea's National Aerospace Development Administration conducted the test on Sunday. Rocket Lab planned to send a small rocket, the Electron, into orbit from the Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport. Winds scrubbed the launch. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And thank you. And thank you for being a part of the solution, not part of the problem. Mele kalikamaka and aloha from Maui. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. We got Liz Peek with us now, the Fox News contributor and former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Hey, Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm happy to join you always. Hope you're well.
Yes, I'm doing well. Having a great time here with the grandkids, the daughter unit, and her husband. And I'm going to be spending the holidays here in Mele Kalikimakaville. So
sounds pretty good.
Yes, it is. It's a good gig. No complaints whatsoever. I think some people might be complaining this morning that the Fed has raised the rates again by another 0.5%, huh?
I'm shocked that people are surprised at anything that has taken place, Bill. I mean, what is the Fed's job right now? It is to jawbone people into believing that inflation is not going to be a problem a year from now. I mean, a lot of inflation, as you know, has to do with expectations, and the Fed has to clobber expectations about inflation as much as they actually have to clobber price increases. So, honestly, I thought the rally in anticipation of Jay Powell's comments was ludicrous, because what's he done the last several months? He's always come out and said, you know, we've got to be tough. We're going to continue to be tough. And frankly, I don't blame him. I mean, 7.1%, the only reason people were celebrating 7.1% inflation, the top line number in November, because they thought it was going to be 7.3%. Forget the expectations game.
Right.
It's like companies saying, oh, we're going to earn a dime, knowing they're going to earn 20 cents. It's all about managing expectations. But the reality is 7.1 is still a heck of an inflation number. And the truth is, there are lots of reasons to think this downward trend that we've seen for the last several months will continue. I hope that's true. But it isn't going to continue if people don't believe it and begin to, adjust their behavior accordingly. That's the problem. So, I don't know. I thought it was all, honestly, kind of a strange twofer. And here's what I would predict. In fact, I'm going to write this column today, I think. We're very close to being in the prediction week or two, everyone tells you what's going to happen. My prediction is there will be a recession in 23. That's pretty much universally accepted now. And the Fed will abandon their 2% target. That will be what's happened.
Well, it's interesting because it seems that economists and analysts have been reticent, but the people on the street say that we are in a recession.
Yeah, but we're not. I mean, statistically, whatever. The truth, when the jobs market, when unemployment's 3.7%, we're not in a recession. I mean, I just think, and of course, that was the explanation from the administration earlier on. I think what you'll see, and I know I've been early on this, I do think we're going to see job losses. I do think we're going to see people laid off. we now have, when I started talking about this, only tech was firing people. Now it's tech and Wall Street firing people, or at least not adding to people.
Mm-hmm.
Construction, I think you're going to start to see a downturn. Construction's only holding up because of government spending, but I think at some point the overwhelming slowdown in housing is going to show up in construction trade numbers. I just don't think this job market will be as tight as it is 6 months from now. I hope I'm wrong. I mean, if I'm wrong, it'd be partly because Congress begins to take away some of the benefits that are keeping people unemployed or that could keep people unemployed, like vastly expanding the child tax credit. We shouldn't be doing that right now.
Right.
The governments of California, states, should not be sending out checks to help people pay their electricity bills. That is just complete madness. That's the whole point of what the Fed is doing is to try and slow down demand. And what these states are doing is pumping up demand. It could not be stupider.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, and I'm glad you brought this up, and that is that, you know, if we're really going to deal with inflation, I mean, Powell's got to feel like he's fighting this with almost two hands tied behind his back because he's not getting any help, right?
You are absolutely right. And Powell's problem is, back at the earlier and mid stages of the pandemic, he was exhorting Congress and the White House, both Trump and then Biden, to spend more money because he said monetary policy can't do it alone. Well, okay, they spent, what, $5-6 trillion extra, and now he is saddled with basically mopping up that excess cash. So he can't, it's very hard for him to say to the White House and to say to Gavin Newsom and other people who are exacerbating this overspending problem, hey, cut it out, because after all, he just asked them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, his hands are tied. He's battling all kinds of nefarious influences, but he also helped create this problem.
Well, exactly. And then in the middle of it, let's throw in an election. An election seems to turn everything on its head anyway, right? Because you got to buy the votes, and you got all these political debts you got to pay off and everything else, right?
Totally. And that's the problem. That's why I say the Fed will abandon their 2% target next year. It's pretty unlikely, I think, that we get to 2% because there's just too much impulse right now spreading throughout the economy to raise prices. Everybody's raising prices. You know, I went to buy, I mean, everyone's got these stories. It's obviously all anecdotal, but I went to buy a frozen food thing that I buy all the time. It just went up 30%.
Wow.
Why? Because they can. You know, that. And this is a small business near me in Manhattan, and I'm sure they're paying more for rent, more for employees, et cetera, but they all also know that they can get away with it. So, you know, that just it just takes a while to change the mindset. We had, 20 years of no price increases, and now we have a situation where store owners and various people think they can raise prices because now they're employees are coming to them and saying, hey, I need a wage hike because, after all, my costs are going up. So, I mean, it's just I think we're in a bad place. I think it's going to take a while to get rid of this.
Yeah, and the thing that amazes me is you said, Liz, why they didn't anticipate this? I mean, you know, you talk about managing expectations. I mean, you were in Wall Street. I mean, that's a project manager's job, is to manage these expectations to make sure what they're projecting is spot on. They lose jobs over stuff like this, but in the government, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a different.
I'm sorry. I know. I'm
no
barking
accountability,
up.
Accountability, really.
Right.
I mean, you know, there was an interesting little note, and this is completely aside the point, but today that there was some really wild trading ahead of the release of the inflation number. I don't know if you saw this, but in like the seconds before the number came out, there was a real spike, an extremely unusual spike in trading activity, and around things that might benefit from a lower than expected inflation print. So where did that come from? Who knows, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Was there a leak? Apparently the Bureau of Labor Statistics, I think that's the group that puts out the inflation numbers, said, oh, they weren't aware of a leak, but, you know, it does go out to several government officials ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It was probably the same person that leaked it's probably the same person that leaked the Roe v. Wade decision from the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
They still can't figure out, right?
Really?
I know. I'm with you. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Liz Peek. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more right after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Merry Christmas to you. I'm Bill Martinez. We got Liz Peek, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, after 2 years of consistent failed policies that has basically cratered our economy, our national security, do you have any confidence that President Biden and his administration, do they know what they're doing?
I'm sorry.
I know.
It's a ludicrous idea that they know what they're doing. They so manifestly don't know what they're doing. Of course, the one area that I claim some tiny expertise in, two, financial and also energy. Let's talk about energy, for example, where one of the Biden apparatchiks in the White House recently came out and said it was un-American that shale oil producers were not spending every dime they could and drilling more wells. Has he talked to the people in the White House who are basically making that impossible?
Yes.
Or has he talked to President Biden, who said no more drilling on more than one occasion and has done absolutely everything they possibly can, including leaning on financial institutions to make sure they don't lend to people who are drilling wells? Bill, I read that, and literally my head exploded. I can't imagine. And then let's talk finances. I mean, everything they've done, to your point earlier, is contradicting what Jay Powell is trying to do, including, by the way, something simple like pausing student loan repayments. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? That means for, I don't know, let's say there's a 26-year-old guy out there who's writing the great American novel, and yeah, he might have to go to work to pay the rent or to pay off his student loans, but, you know, he got a rent hiatus for many months during the pandemic, and he doesn't really have to pay off his student loan, so he can just hang out at his parents', mm-hmm. move back with his parents, basically not go to work. There are so many people in our country not working. Mm-hmm. It is no wonder that we have a tight job market, and everything this administration does aims to keep it that way. It's confounding.
See, and what drives me nuts, Liz, I look at it as, you know, from the individual and what they have to offer with their gifts and talents. And when you sit on the bench for 2 years, when you come back into the field of play, you're not as good as you were 2 years ago. You got some catching up to do. And then what are the managers, what are the owners of companies going to have to deal with? A less than labor force, you know, that's been hallowed out, thank you very much, by the government and all these giveaways that have kept them on the, on the couch playing video games. You lose your acumen, you lose your edge this way. And I think, you know, just like what happened in the educational system and how they've dumbed down our kids, they've dumbed down everything American.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I agree with you so passionately that I couldn't resist jumping in. They also have dumbed down people's self-worth and the fact that work provides dignity. It provides people, obviously, with a step on the ladder of opportunity. If you're not working, you're not progressing, you're not feeling very good about yourself. I'm sure that you and I share the view that if you've had a good day of work, I feel terrific.
Too. Absolutely.
And if you don't, you know, it's sort of like, okay, what did I do today? Nothing. So imagine that on an ongoing basis. That's not healthy. That's not good for anybody. I mean, it is really hard for me to come up with many things that Democrats embrace that are not profoundly bad for people. And I mean, I try to be open-minded, listen to the arguments all across the board. I just think they're so profoundly wrong about the nature of people and what's good for people and what advances people.
Exactly.
Certainly when you talk about the black community, everything Democrats do is completely wrong for the black community, making work not necessary, terrible education outcomes because of this undying, unyielding support of the teachers' unions. I could go on and on. But it's unfettered immigration, which brings in tons of people who want to do the low-income work that basically traditionally black Americans did, but which got them in the labor force and open to opportunity. You know, that's a real thing.
Exactly. You know, you talk about your head exploding. For me, it's mediocrity. And what a waste of humanity and breath. And it's such a disservice to people. And this is being done by the government. And because just like you said, people are happiest when they're working and they're being productive. You interfere with that,
absolutely,
they start getting cranky. You can give them some money for a while, and you'll waylay the inevitable. But sooner or later, just like in Brazil, what's happening in China, what's happening in Russia, people get ticked. And they're going to get out in the streets. And I think this is where it's going to happen. It's like, you know, we ask the question, you know, where's the common sense leadership? It's left the building. Because common sense belongs to we the people. And we the people need to come out in market numbers that are undeniable. And if we have to get out on the street and let these elected officials know that, hell no, we're done with this. You better get your acts together, or we're going to do whatever, you know, the Constitution affords us to do, because we need to take this government back, because you guys have really messed this stuff up, and I have no confidence. I have no confidence that you can right the ship.
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing, because I think on a lot of issues, the majority of the Americans are right, is right.
Yeah.
And it's only at the far extremes, left and right, that we are making policy.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't make any sense. And eventually, to your point, something will change. I mean, some people think there's going to be a third party that comes along, and I don't know. That's never worked. Maybe it will someday.
Mm-hmm.
But someone's got to take hold of both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party and say, look, here's what everyone agrees on. We pretty much all the country agrees on voter ID, for example.
Yes,
we
exactly.
all agree that we cannot have an open border. And I'm not just talking about Republicans here. I think Democrats believe that, too. They used to, anyway.
Right.
They used to talk about that. Uh-huh. I mean, there's so many things where the common ground is also common sense. And it's very dispiriting, I think, to see basically the leadership of the country not head in that direction.
Well, and you're exactly right, Liz. Right now, it's the tyranny of the minority. Our founding fathers never expected it to be majority rule, but never expected it to be minority rule either.
Yeah.
And this
yeah.
is what we have right now. And you're exactly right. It's the two. It's the lunatic fringes of the political, you know, apparatchik, Republican, Democrat alike. And this is why people are just saying, look, I've had it with politics. I want nothing to do with politics. I don't blame them. You know,
even
Kyrsten Sinema says, hey, I'm out of this circus, you know.
I have to say, I know Kyrsten Sinema is basically protecting herself and probably doing this move to being an independent for all the wrong reasons. But if you actually read her statement, she's completely right. You know,
right.
I think she's completely right. There she is in Arizona. The border is wide open. People are really suffering hardship. Americans are suffering hardship because of the tens of thousands of people streaming into the country illegally. Her Democratic Party is not giving her any support at all. The same thing with Henry Cuellar in Texas. And these Democrats are just fed up because they know it's wrong. Everybody knows it's wrong, Bill.
Exactly.
So who is it that's advocating for this? It's
right.
political people who are thinking, well, those people are going to become voters in one generation and ensure an enduring Democratic majority.
Wow. It's a mess. I'll tell you, I'm really surprised that Joe Manchin's still hanging in there after what they did to him. But, hey, that's another story. Actually, what Joe Manchin, probably the rest of Congress wants to do is go and walk the streets of Manhattan and just get a contact high from all the marijuana that's flying around there, right?
Oh, gosh. You know, I wrote about this yesterday, and of course, got a lot of feedback about, oh, marijuana's great. Well, you know what? It isn't great. It is dumbing down our kids, increasing number of young people, and there's so many studies out now showing, of course, if all the adults in your world say, oh, it's perfectly okay to smoke marijuana, of course kids are going to do it.
Yes.
And we know for a fact that sustained use of marijuana amongst teens dumbs down their intellectual development permanently.
Exactly.
They permanently lose intelligence. Is that something we think is okay? I hope not.
Yeah, exactly. It stifles their maturation process. It stops them right in the track. I don't know how many middle managers I've run into, Liz, and and they grew up on pot, and they are they're just short of being retarded at times. Bless their hearts.
It's not a good thing.
No, it's not. And I hate to put it in that context, but again, in looking for the higher calling of each individual and the best that they can possibly be, that's what I want for my fellow man. And I encourage everybody to do that. And why would we do that any more than, you know, go and be around in a drunken stupor all the time? I mean, it doesn't serve ourselves as our own, you know, humanness and potential. That's it. Anyway, look it. Merry Christmas. Happy holiday. Liz Peek, thank you for being with us.
And to
take
you.
Care.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Argentina is atop the World Cup again, champions for the first time since 1986, defeating defending champs France 4-2 in penalty kicks after the team played to a 3-3 tie over the weekend. "I knew," said forward Lionel Messi, "that God was going to give it to me." End quote. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried is planning to greenlight extradition to the United States and face criminal charges related to the cryptocurrency exchange's collapse. Mr. Bankman-Fried had been in custody in an undesirable jail in the Bahamas since he was arrested 1 week ago. Two of the slain University of Idaho students were caught on surveillance video discussing an unknown man named Adam several hours before they were killed in an unsolved quadruple murder last month. The video was on the morning of November 13th from a food truck in downtown Moscow, Idaho. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before the top of the hour, we get the columnist, lawyer, and author of the Great U.S.-China Tech War. And we're talking about his new documentary, Innovation Race. Gordon Chang joins us now. Gordon, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much, Bill.
Well, I've long respected all your hard work that you've been doing on, you know, behalf of we the people to warn us about China. And I think, you know, we are a bit... if not purposely deluded, because we have so many of our elites have been captured and enamored by Chinese investment and money and pay for play type of shenanigans that have blocked their true perception of what China is. And I go back to those old spaghetti westerns when I was a kid growing up, Gordon, and when people had come, you know, from outside of an area, the first question was asked, are you friend or foe? And I believe that there's some misalignment, misunderstanding of China, whether they are friend or foe.
Well, certainly, and they are a foe. We don't need to speculate about that. All we need to do is listen to what they say about us, Bill. So, for instance, in May 2019, People's Daily, which is the most authoritative publication in China, actually carried a piece that declared a, quote-unquote, people's war against America. That's a phrase which is reserved only for enemies. It's one that's been used throughout the history of the People's Republic. And we have been either oblivious or purposefully blinded by China. And so we can lose our country because we're not defending ourselves.
Exactly. Well, and here it is. We've seen the aggressive moves that China has made, what they've done, in the China Seas, building out military outposts in international waters. They're claiming more and more territory. These aggressive moves continue. And I guess we can be thankful in one sense that it's not that even as powerful as China can be, it's not that they're internally fortified, all that internally fortified. I mean, they've got economic problems of their own they're dealing with, right?
They have problems, economic internal problems that they can't deal with. And we know this because just looking at the amount of debt that they have, the debt crisis, the big property companies defaulting one right after the other, the mortgage boycotts where people are not paying back the banks, the bank runs, we can see all of this. But we got a very good peek into it on October 16th when Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, gave his work report to the Communist Party's 20th National Congress. And in a very long talk, he did not cover the things that are important to the Chinese people, like, for instance, youth unemployment or plunging property prices. And that means he doesn't have an answer to them. But because he doesn't have an answer to them, that means that he is very bellicose toward neighbors and toward the United States, which makes China more dangerous than it ever has been.
What about Taiwan? I mean, we see what happened in Russia, you know, with Ukraine. This was, I mean, there were mounting signs well over a year that they were going to attack Ukraine. And the United States Department of National Security, you know, like purposely turned a blind eye until we're, you know, up to our earlobes in a conflict with Russia. And here, you know, I believe that we should listen to the enemy. And what you're pointing out now is that the enemy has said, look, we're going to take over Taiwan. And you have Joe Biden on one hand saying, well, that's unacceptable. We're going to defend Taiwan. And I question whether or not he has the intestinal fortitude and the wherewithal to do that.
Yes, that is the issue. You know, for instance, to bring this up to date to just yesterday, for instance, Biden at his press conference said that he wanted to sit down with Xi Jinping at the Indonesia G20 next week to find out China's red lines. Well, we know what China's red lines are. They say it every day in People's yes. Daily. What we see is, you know, these comments from Biden betrayed that he does not want to impose costs on China for persistent, dangerous, and hostile conduct.
And meanwhile, so far so good for President Xi and the Chinese because of some of the policies that Donald Trump had enacted that put pressure on the Chinese. Biden has lifted, and of course you can't help but question because of all the reporting we've had here, whether it's Peter Schweitzer or Miranda Devine in terms of the elite capturing of bureaucrats and the Biden family specifically, as even reinforced in the Hunter Biden laptop.
Yes. Well, we know a lot about Hunter Biden's relationship with China and also the relationship with James Biden, the president's brother. And we have an FBI which is determined not to investigate. There have been very clear crimes that Hunter Biden has committed, and he has yet to be charged, which is fascinating. One would hope that the FBI is using those lesser charges, but charges that are obviously 100% to try to leverage up Hunter Biden. But we don't have any evidence of that. So, you know, these issues like tax fraud, possession of a gun, lying to the FBI, these normally would be charged by now.
Well, there's no interest, clearly. And even if he was charged, and they're going to try to hold that case as much as they can, if they can do it in D.C., we've already had a situation where a Democratic lawyer was able to pretty much get away with lying to the FBI, whereas they have tormented and thrown people into bankruptcy for allegedly lying to them. But yet these other operatives, especially if their names are preceded by a D, then they get away pretty much with, you know, with anything. I mean, case in point certainly is Hillary Clinton. What happened there with Hillary Clinton and the destruction of evidence and James Comey presenting a case that said, oh, my God, he's going to indict her. No. I was like, wait a minute. You know, you gave me all the evidence of why, you know, of all the laws that she broke. And but you said no reasonable prosecutor would take up the case.
Well, if nothing else, just her server was clear, a clear violation of national security laws, and she was not charged. You know, one could say, well, you never know what happens when a jury has a case, but let's have a jury trial. Let's make sure that she is charged because the violation on its face was clear.
Exactly. Yeah, and the destruction of evidence. I mean, it's amazing what she was able to get away with. This is a great compromise to what America stands for law and order, and we wonder why we're a bit unhinged right now. I want to reserve some time to talk about this documentary, The Innovation Race, which really presents, you know, what's happening with how China has come in and has stolen, you know, intellectual property, what they have done to really put a lot of pressure and to injure America's interest and our future, all with the ambition of being the world superpower, right?
Yes. Well, there's two storylines here. First of all, there's China's criminality. But what the American people should be talking about is the failure of American presidents, and this goes back into the preceding century, about the failure of American presidents to take necessary steps to protect American intellectual property in the face of known Chinese criminality. So the story of, yes, the Chinese are criminals, but we can't help that at this moment. But what we can do is we can elect presidents who are determined to protect our IP. And clearly, we have known about this. There have been serial theft in the hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And yet, we don't do very much about it. So this is on us.
How much is corporate greed involved in this, Gordon?
Well, part of it is companies don't want to disclose when there's been a theft, and companies don't want to take the network protections, to put in the network protections that are necessary to stop this theft.
Well, we're talking with Gordon Chang. He is a columnist, lawyer, and author of The Great U.S.-China Tech War. We're going to talk more about the documentary that is coming out, Innovation Race. Stay with us. It is just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Well, for the past century, America has been the world leader in ideas, invention, and innovation. Today, China is threatening American innovation by exploiting weaknesses in U.S. patent protection, and big tech is letting them get away with it. The columnist and the author, Gordon Chang, is with us. You can follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. And we are talking about this new film, The Innovation Race, right now. Gordon, how did you get involved with this documentary?
I was very fortunate. Luke Livingston, I bumped into him at a CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he got me involved. So I'm very, very appreciative to Luke.
Well, you're recounting the history of how we got where we were, and you point out that 2011 was a critical time. This was really a turning point for U.S. patent protections, right?
Yes, and we've now we've seen some of the downside for what has occurred in the past in terms of decreasing protections. So, for instance, the Biden administration has been relentless in trying to reduce the most important protections. For instance, in December of last year, the Justice Department proposed its rules for enforcement of standards essential patents. This would have allowed China basically to take our most valuable technology and not pay anything. Now, fortunately, that proposal was withdrawn after fierce opposition from groups across American society. But it's clear that you have the administration in cahoots with the tech sector, some of the tech companies, that have really wanted to reduce the protections that American patent holders enjoy.
Quite the difference between a Trump administration and Biden administration. And, of course, all that we've read in terms of, as I mentioned earlier, in the elite capturing, particularly of the Biden family, you can't help but question the favored status, so to speak, that is being displayed right now during the Biden administration. Is it a result of a quid pro quo, past relationships and connections between the Biden family and the communist Chinese?
Yes, I mean, that's what I would speculate. But there are things that we know. So, for instance, mm-hmm. during the Trump administration, clearly the president's team was much more favorable to patent owners and patent protection. We've known that both in the Obama and the Biden administrations, they've been much more friendly to an open environment, which has, of course, benefited countries like China. Now, one can put together all sorts of things, but the point is we know that patent protections have been under attack in both the Obama and the Biden years.
Gordon, I recall, even in college studying, the move that was performed by then President Nixon I think even before then, he was actually vice president, so before the 70s, to, you know, embrace China. This was a big, you know, victory for America, seemingly, and for, you know, for Nixon as well. And the idea was that here it is, we've got gold in them, our hills, we could, you know, bring them to democracy. But yet there has been no indication in all these decades that China was willing to become democratic.
Well, that's right. You know, Nixon's famous foreign affairs article talked about how we could not leave a angry China outside the international system. But what was behind that, of course, was that that was the Cold War, and Nixon was trying to recruit China to America's side during that contest. But after the Cold War ended, there was no sense, really, and no interest on the part of the United States to support the Communist Party. And yet we did so. You know, Nixon saved the Communist Party. So did Bill Clinton. So did George H.W. Bush. We do not need another saving of our enemy.
Exactly. After the 2011, you know, history, as you just reported, that weakened patent protections. How has China responded since then?
China's taken advantage of the weakening protections, and it has actually been bold enough to try to suggest and support changes to America's patent system that would benefit China. So I'd mentioned the Justice Department's proposal of December of last year on these standards essential patents, which are in many ways the most important patents that Americans hold. We had the China Patent Association actually file written comments supporting the Justice Department's weakening of patent protection. So Beijing has been very clued up on this and has been very aggressive in supporting Biden proposals to weaken American patents.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to this, meanwhile, you got President Xi lengthening his rule, continuing to make promises that I think that are incredible. I don't believe that he's sincere in fulfilling these promises, much less continuing to flex China's military muscle, as we spoke earlier. What is your takeaway on all this?
Well, it's not just Xi Jinping, it's his predecessors. They have never believed in honoring their agreements, and in the agreements that we have with them, they've violated them. So these are basically one-way deals. We have to honor our obligations, but China doesn't honor its. And the story here is that we keep on trying to sign up these deals with China. That's bad enough, but also we don't try to enforce China's obligations. And so this has really been wrong and very detrimental to us.
Without a doubt. Gordon, you know, the old axiom comes into play. Whoever controls the economy controls the world. And we're seeing what's happening right now. There seems to be a huge paradigm shift that's on the horizon. What do you see?
Well, the paradigm shift that I see is one that others basically don't. You know, the paradigm shift has always been, well, China will have the world's largest economy, China will rule. But right now we see problems inside China that Xi Jinping and the Communist Party have no way to solve because their policies have contributed and sometimes caused China's internal problems. One of them is debt. But it's not the only problem that China's had. They decided not to have a 2008 downturn by having the biggest stimulus program in history. And they've created so much debt, and now their economy is exhausted, and they don't know what to do, and they can't solve it because there's too much debt.
Are the assets of America still such that we can withstand? We've got less than a minute left here right now, Gordon. I can't help but believe the assets, and the assets are we, the people. Are they beyond being overwhelmed, you know, by the Chinese? Can we still fight for our liberty and our preeminence on the world stage with the right leadership?
Almost all the metrics show that the United States is the far stronger country, but that doesn't really matter because it's an issue of political leadership. And our political leadership, and it's not just Democrats, it's not just liberals, conservative Republicans are villains too, don't have the political will to defend our country from China. So we can lose our country, not because we're weak, we're not, but because of a failure to identify the enemy and to defend our republic.
Exactly. Gordon Chang, thank you for being with us. We must let you go now. Appreciate the time, and I will remind everybody about connecting with the Innovation Race and, of course, connecting with you on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. Thank you, Gordon. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Well, as we were talking about, the Innovation Race explores the critical issues impacting all Americans and proposes solutions, okay? This has been a lot of the talk, especially in the midterms, is that we talk about the problem, we're not talking about solutions. The Innovation Race is an excellent documentary that provides solutions, and what Gordon was just referring to is so key. We get back to leadership. The power of leadership is being able to cast a vision, and the vision that is being told to the American people is that it's inevitable that the communist Chinese will take over. I mean, who says that? You know, the leadership, the Biden leadership, the Obama leadership, others, it's like they're surrendering. Wait a minute. Who surrenders, you know, the great American idea and cause? See, so we've got to come back to the vision. Who is casting the vision for American greatness? American greatness that stands out, that the rest of the world has been counting on, you know, for the last 100 years. But can they count on us going forward? And the leadership, unfortunately, you know, whether you look at Afghanistan or you look at what's happening, you know, here domestically, what the president and the current regime would want us to believe, that there's nothing you can do about inflation, that it's a global thing. It's not really, you can't really blame Joe Biden for this. How delusional. I mean, day one, the underpinning of the American economy is gas and oil. And Joe Biden surrendered that. He turned the spigot off. He single-handedly did this. And watch what happened. If you look back, you don't have to go that far back. But as soon as he did that, everything started getting disrupted on top of dealing with COVID. And so he used COVID as a, you know, as a bit of a shield so that he could get these policies through and to, you know, through sleight of hand, convince, seems like, half of America into thinking that, oh, it's not his fault, when clearly it was his fault. The inflation we're dealing with, the amount of money that has been stolen out of your 401k, you can give that to Joe Biden. Thank you very much. And we appreciate Gordon Chang for coming on and the Innovation Race. All the information will be linked on our website.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to